Hi, Mel.
Welcome to Mystery Minutes.
It would be fun to have a different theme song for Mystery Minutes.
I just think we need to
We don't even have a theme song.
We just need, what's his name? Callum. Kyle. Sean.
Seamus.
Oh my God, look, I was pretty close. I think Callum and Sean were really close, to be honest.
Callum and Seamus don't feel close to me. Wow.
Hang on. I'm just moving away from you because I always yell into your, but I have to take with me my
terrible coffee.
So Josie and I are both really tired for some reason this afternoon. And we were just bitching about how we were tired and we almost forgot we had to record this. So that was kind of like a fun little zesty end of the day surprise for us. But the coffee shop's closed. So we were like, oh, let's just use the coffee machine.
Like an espresso type situation.
Yeah, like a, and what are they called? Nespresso.
Yeah.
And then we were like, the little majiggies, this is a boring story.
The pods didn't fit, so we had to get these sachets where you put it in the mug and then you put the boiling water on and it even has a chocolate shaker. But what does it taste like, Mel?
Well, it tastes like dirt water. But the point being, you put it in and it just turned into a cappuccino. I was so impressed.
But it's not really a cappuccino.
I know.
Because it tastes like, but it, like sweat.
It's close to being cappuccino.
Yeah.
Like it's like.
I'm just hoping it wakes us up. But if we're slurping, that's what it is. It's not lemon and ginger tea.
I'm so sorry. I will edit out that slurp that I just did because it was a bit offensive one. So the quest for us to eliminate mouth noises, which we've become very obsessed with, it's our new obsession besides
I don't sleep anymore.
Bad reviews.
I just think about what noises my mouth's making.
I'm so highly aware of all the mouth noises. And like, do some people just not make mouth noises?
Well, now I've started noticing them in other podcasts.
Yes,
like
same.
Crime Junkie, she went, and I was like, come on, bitch, edit out your mouth noises. But I'm like, okay, if even she's, that's a highly produced podcast.
Yes.
And she made a mouth noise.
So therefore.
So we can too.
Yeah.
I don't think My Favourite Murder make mouth noises.
Well, in the quest for us to eliminate them for you, I've now found a, thanks to my friend Marty, because he edits podcasts for the ABC, who do very well edited podcasts.
Yes, they sound beautiful.
No mouth noises over there. He found some tool and you can download it and it literally said, like I went on like an Instagram stalk, but it wasn't an ex-boyfriend. It was a weird
company.
Website
yeah.
that make tools for audio. And really far in, I found like another tool that literally said it edited out mouth noises. And
we
I was
need
like,
it. Let's crowdfund it.
Let's crowdfund.
Guys, everyone give us $10.
We'll make a Patreon, but only for this mouth noise technology.
Yes.
That's all the money would go to, was just this tech to fix mouth noises.
How much
if
does
we
it cost?
Go on a Hawaiian holiday, that is a coincidence.
That's purely, that was already planned.
It was prepaid for.
Yeah. Jetstar
style. Definitely not using the Patreon funds for the mouth noise technology. So the mouth noise technology costs $4,599, which just happens to be $199 more than 2 return flights to Hawaii.
Yes.
That's a coincidence, guys. That's not – don't read into it, okay?
A week at the Royal Hawaiian. Dinner at the Cheesecake Factory.
What's the one with the pool that says like –
wish you were here. Yeah. Surf Jack. My friend Bree and I went there because we couldn't get in to stay there because we were too late booking. So we stayed at we called it the Reject Shop.
Yeah.
This other Bojo place that was like $2 a night. And then we went for breakfast at the Surf Jack because you sit next to the pool. We're like,
done.
We only grammed from breakfast. We didn't gram from the Reject Shop at all. So if he was stalking us, it looked like we stayed at the Surf Jack.
I thought you did.
I absolutely
thought you did.
We didn't.
I'm so impressed with your level of stalking.
Yes.
Not stalking. With your level of whatever.
Lying. Just hustling.
You're like Beyonce's diva, but not for music, for Hawaiian.
My Instagram story.
Anyway, we really had not much to talk about, so we're just going to talk shit. So we've talked about our weird coffees.
Yeah.
I have to recommend. I'm sorry. I'm into it now.
You like the coffee?
It's like we're not saying the brand because we don't want to like
offend them.
Anyone, because no one's paying us shit for this. I just literally forgot what it was. I want to say it's Nescafe.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, mine has a lump in it.
What do you mean? Like a coffee lump?
There's a coffee lump.
It could have been chocolate because I did the. I got a bit handy.
And you poured it into that hole.
Yeah, I got a bit heavy-handed with the chocolate powder.
Yeah, I've got
on
a
top.
Lump of chocolate.
But it literally comes out with the foam. I'm really
like
impressed
you know how they call
technology.
It instant coffee.
Yeah.
They fucking mean it.
Yeah.
Like it happened in an instant.
The instant.
Like how long did we wait for Maddie's flat white this morning at the coffee shop?
Like 110 years.
7,000 years. But like we love the people at the coffee shop and it's nice to have a little chat. But this was instant.
It just happened. And the foam and then you just put the little chocolate thing on top and it like Josie looks like she's going to throw up, but it's still there and it exists.
It's here and it's giving us life.
And it looks cool.
You know what gave us life at lunchtime? Was we paid, well, you paid actually because you're a nice friend.
Yes.
But Mel went into the city and she messaged me and said, do you want a Big Mac in caps? And I was like, yes, pants like a dog. Yes.
Yes. Please.
And then she came back with this blessed brown bag.
Mm.
Now I have the coffee lump on my tooth.
It's like going to haunt you
sorry,
forever.
That was a big mouth noise.
That was an acceptable one because it was tied to the story and not an aside.
Yes, she had a blessed bag and you really made an entrance.
Oh, yeah. I stank that whole Uber out, by the way. Like, I felt so bad. You know how Macca's just permeates the car and it won't leave for the rest of the day?
He'll now be craving it. He'll go through the drive-thru. Sorry, doll.
You're done. There's your Big Mac and your large fries. It's happening.
Anyway, it was delicious.
It was so good.
Really delicious.
I went into the city because I went to see my psychologist and it was like one of those exhausting times where you go – everyone should go to a therapist, P.S. This is my blanket statement for every single person.
Can I just add?
Yes, add it.
It's so fucking expensive.
Oh, my God, yes. That's extremely expensive.
That really upsets me because I think a lot of people, their depression and anxiety and stress might be caused by
oh my god, 100%
a financial situation, and then it's so expensive.
Mm. There are some bulk like, bill ones.
Yeah, well, that's good if you
and
can
I've
find that.
Heard somebody told me there's a really good bulk bill one in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
I have only ever been to the very expensive ones, but I'm also
like
financially able
bucks
to
a pop.
Yeah,
kind of
and
vibe.
Then you only get like $85 back. So it's like, okay, thanks for that, but also not really thanks.
Yeah, because then you just end up more stressed because then
like,
you have
why
no
am
money.
I paying? Why am I paying to heal myself? This is ridiculous. But yes, I agree. I don't want to get all political, but the state of the mental health system in Australia is not cool compared to how good our health system is.
Yeah.
Because I think
it really should be more accessible.
Yeah, because I have dated men that really needed to go to therapy.
Yeah.
I have friends that really need to go to therapy. And I think a lot of people, like you said, don't go because it costs too much money.
And then they use their friends and girlfriends as therapists. And then that stresses you out because that's not your job.
Exactly.
But yes, tell us about your
–
sorry, I interrupted because I'm quite passionate about that.
No, I agree. And I think that's a good point to make. I think that it is a
My dad was a public health psychologist. He bulk bills in Newcastle.
And your dad sounds really smart.
Yeah, like he never wanted to go into private practice for this reason. He could have made a mozza, but he didn't because he's passionate about it being more accessible for people.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it was almost you know what? It's a little bit privileged of me to say everyone should go see a psychologist because it actually isn't as easy as that. But if you can go and see a psychologist and you can find a bulk bill one, everyone go and see a psychologist.
Yes, try.
But anyway, I went to see my psychologist and it's always really exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's good, but then I leave and I'm really tired. I start yawning in it, but it's because I think my brain
is
like overloaded.
Yeah, it's emotionally so exhausting and mentally.
And then I think that she thinks I'm bored and I'm like, no. And
it's just very tiring.
Odd. It's a very odd, not to get all Seinfeld, but it's a very odd situation.
It is weird.
Because she's not telling me anything about her. But I tell her everything about me.
Yes.
And then it's like I start to wonder what her life is. And so one day, so for a while, she didn't have a wedding ring on. This is ridiculous levels of Mel bullshit, by the way, that's coming through here. She's a very good psychologist. I won't tell you her name because that's too personal. But my point being, none of this is important, yet it became extremely important to me because I am a nosy Parker.
Yeah.
So no wedding ring for a while. And then I thought, maybe she's not married and that's okay. Maybe she lives with her partner and they just choose not to get married. That's also okay. And then I wondered about her life.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly she had rings on. So I think they were gone to be cleaned. And right. then my new fascination was, did she have kids or not? Because I know she has dogs because she talks about her dogs a lot.
Yes.
She loves dogs.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do you have kids or not? But I'm not going to ask you.
Mm.
And I'm still, jury's still out on that. I think she has kids. But if she did have kids, I think they'd be in primary school.
Right.
But I don't know why so any of this is important. She's kind of in her 40s
yeah.
age? Yeah. Okay. But she looks younger. So it's like that. She's got that weird like youthful appearance where yeah. I'm pretty sure she's in her 40s, but she also could be in her 30s.
Right.
And then that would annoy me because I'm in my 30s and yes. I don't want to see somebody who's the same age as me. Like I want yeah. a little bit of life experience above me.
Yes.
Not to say, again, this is controversial because you're probably fucking really well trained as a psychologist. But I'm sorry, okay? Yeah. I'm a little pissy little bitch and I have all these particular needs in my head for my psychologist. Anyway, all of this is irrelevant. The point being, I just get so curious about her life.
Yeah.
I've never Googled her like on Facebook because it would probably burst the fascination bubble for me and I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. Let her just be an enigma.
But I want to a little bit.
Mine, I've only been to Sarah a couple of times, but she shared a few things about her own experiences to relate back to mine, which I don't want to go fully into right
That's
now
very
because
fair.
Then I'm showing my hand.
Yeah, don't show your hand.
But I liked it because you don't get that a lot. Because
no,
they
don't.
Are just kind of there as this. I remember my dad being a psychologist used to, like, you know how they're not supposed to tell anyone anything.
Yeah. yeah.
But my dad, the fucking asshole, would just like drop in like a crumb of like information about, oh, yeah, so I saw a man that something spicy, like he'd drop some kind of spicy, you know, that was affiliated with Ivan Milat or something like that, where I'd be like, what? Tell me more. He's like, I can't tell you anything.
Josie.
I remember when I was in high school, my dad was a child psychologist actually. So all like for 35 years, he worked for public health at the sexual assault part where they were like counsel people that had been through that really heavy stuff. But he wasn't always there, but like he was always in public health.
Mm.
And then I got a new science teacher and she at my school, she just started and she came up to me and like noticed my surname. And then she's like, oh, he's a wonderful psychologist,
a
great man. He helped my family.
Wow.
And like she was quite open. And then I like ran home. I was like, Dad, my new science teacher, I can't remember her name, is Mrs. Blah Blah. And he was like, oh. Yes, I saw her girls.
And then I was
dying to know more. Dying.
Of course you would be.
But I was like, that was so weird of her to like.
Well, I suppose for them, they're allowed to, like the patients are allowed to say as much as they fucking want.
But how weird to say to a fucking like year nine
very
student
strange.
Or whatever I was. But,
well, I mean, obviously he helped her very,
very
much.
She was just like, oh, we adored him. He's a lovely man. Like she was just like, and she really liked me as a result of it.
Great.
And most teachers at my school hated me because my brother was a cunt.
Oh.
And he's 3 years older, so he really set the tone.
Yeah, they had memories.
There was another girl with the surname Clark, and she was really well behaved. She said to me in year 7, oh, these teachers are being like a bit bristly towards me. And then one day I was like, they kind of said, oh, well, sorry, I'm just a bit suspicious of you because of your brother. And she's like, I don't have a brother. And they're like, yeah. She's like, no, that's Josie's brother. That's not my brother.
At you in the face.
Yeah, she got like tarred by the Clark brush.
Why was he so bad?
He's just very loud, very opinionated, disruptive, talkative.
So a teacher's worst nightmare is what you're selling.
They were all just like, not another one.
Were you like that?
Not as bad, but kind of.
Yeah, same. Mm.
Like a watered down version.
I was bad. But more in a naughty, like, distracted way.
Mm.
And then my sister was also like that. So I think it does run in the family. But my best school story, I reckon, was I one day, I think I was in French class and it was like a double period.
Mm.
And no, previously to that I was in science in a single period and decided that for some reason I got in my head that you need to drink 8 liters of water a day.
8 liters?
You know, it's like
Isn't
six
it
to eight
cups?
Glasses.
It's
like
liters.
6 to 8 glasses to make up 2 liters. And then I'd gotten in my head that it was 8 liters. And so me and my friend were like trying to drink 8 liters of water.
Oh, my God.
I think we got to like 5 liters or something or like 4 liters. And then someone told us that we were probably going to die of like.
Yes, you can overdose on water.
Yeah, yeah. So then we stopped. And then in French, it was a double period and we were literally like alternating going to the bathroom pretty yes. much. And the teacher was so sus on it. And we were like, oh, miss, I'm so sorry. Like we drank 6 liters of water. It's like fucking stupid shit. Yes. And now looking back, I'd be like, oh, God, I'm like this teacher and it's like the end of the day. Yeah. And the student's just being a little bitch.
Yes. Like anyway, two little coke heads just going to the toilets.
Just being fucking idiots, you know.
Yeah.
Just
my favourite retort was like, miss, can I go to the toilet? And this one teacher would always say, did you go at recess? And I'd be like, no, I didn't. That's why I need to go now. Like just amazing. Real little shit.
Why were we such little assholes?
I don't know.
I remember once I was so bad in science. Like I had this science teacher and she's just such a long-suffering science teacher. And I was just, I don't know why, me and one of my friends at the time, it's like year nine or something, we just decided science was the class we were going to be stupid in. We used to like, you know, when you put things on the yeah, Bunsen burner, yeah. we just put everything yes, in there, yeah. just weird things in the Bunsen burner and then cause situations. And anyway, one day we were really good, but we're only really good because we were listening to our music on our Walkman hidden behind our hair
yes,
shed.
Yeah.
And so we're being really quiet. And then she said something like, oh, like, Melissa, you're being very – I won't say my friend's name because I'm not going to out this person yeah. On the radio, on whatever this the is, the podcast-io. But she was like, oh, you're being so good. And we didn't hear her because we were listening to our, like, Destiny's yeah, right. Child,
Mega
like
mix.
Charlie's yeah. Angels Megamix. And exactly.
Charlie's Angels best soundtrack of all time.
Oh, my God. If we're going to get
Don't
this
at
road,
me.
I'm going to say, can we just discuss Jennifer Love Hewitt's album?
Musical career. Oh, can we write a story about that? We've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Need to. Bare naked.
Tomorrow you're writing the story.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to come back to Jennifer Love Hewitt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was just really funny because what?
I just swallowed the chocolate lump of powder.
Oh, so why is yours so bad? Mine's been a delicious ride.
Oh, I've almost finished it, but That's I've just true. Got the powder. Sorry.
Anyway, whatever. Oof, the whole point of that whole story was that we were like, what? Because we couldn't hear. And then she realized and sent us to the principal.
For listening to music in class.
Yeah. And I felt bad for her because she thought that she'd made progress, but she had
but
actually,
she hadn't.
If anything,
gone to a new level of being a cunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I were to rank her songs, number one, controversial, is How Do I Deal? Oh,
that's what I was going to say. Oh, I was looking God. At you. You saw how I was looking at
I
you.
I saw how you were looking. And I thought you were going to go bare naked.
Grimacing. No. Because I like, thought you were going to say bare naked.
It's going to upset me.
How Do I Deal is the best song.
The best song.
Like so much like angst in that video.
Yes.
And like cleavage. And like.
And like it tied to I Know What You Did Last Summer, yes. which was such a great movie.
Like, how do I deal with a serial killer stalking
but
my
also
friends,
my boyfriend.
But also my boyfriend, so annoying.
And I don't know if I love him or not.
And also there's a man with a hook chasing me. Like, how do I deal
how
with
do
you?
I deal,
how do I deal with me?
Life is so hard when you are 16 years old and you're sort of into your boyfriend, but he's like a little bit distant. But then also the serial killer is coming to kill yeah. all your friends and you found your best friend hung up by a meat hook.
Yeah. And also it's you hard. Guys ran over a guy
yeah,
last summer.
That's
right. That's another problem. But anyway, who wants to go to the mall?
But yes, How Do I Deal is the best. Then Can I Go Now?
Mm.
Also a banger.
Yes. Preach.
Preach. Like
I'm agreeing with this order a lot.
Thank you.
That's
I'm so
my
happy.
Favorite order too.
Because people go bare naked number one and it's just like bare naked's great, but that was like slightly past the heyday of Jennifer Love
yes,
Hewitt.
Yes, yeah, I agree. I love Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Me too. I follow her on Instagram now and I have a friend who's like just an internet friend, like we've never met, just a friend of
right.
mine.
Okay.
And we only exclusively tag each other in Jennifer Love Hewitt posts when she posts really bad
do you
memes.
Know what? I actually don't follow her.
Oh, you
like,
definitely
I love
need
her.
To.
Like, I'm going to do it now.
She posts either terrible memes or very disturbing dinner meals. She's like a bad Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, I remember Jessica, it's a really hot chick's name. Really beautiful. Jessica.
What?
Alba.
Oh, it's like there's a lot of Jessicas.
Yeah.
And you're giving me sort
Jessica
of a general
Alba. I watched a movie with
celebrities.
Her in it the other day. Mum and I were like, she's just so pretty. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Jessica Alba used to like not understand about putting the flash on and taking a photo of her meal at a restaurant. Everything just looked like vomit. Everything just looked like plates of vomit.
Oh,
she
Jess.
Stopped doing it eventually.
Well, Jennifer Love Hewitt's most recent post that I'm happy to put in the group if everyone wants to see it was this very concerning prawn bake. Like,
oh, gross. That's disgusting.
Isn't it? And then swipe.
That's a crime.
It was multiple picks, and I thought that was like pre-cooked, but it looks like that's just what it came out like.
What is that salad?
It's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Lettuce with cocaine over the top of it. That's disgusting. And just corn cobs on terrible crockery.
It looks like a meal that a psychopath eats. Yeah. It's just actually outrageously bad, but so bad that I love it.
Yes.
She's just such a mood on there because she's not really a thing anymore.
She's not.
But she was enough of a thing that she'd have all these followers.
Yeah, like residual fans. Oh, my God, this account is amazing.
I know.
There's so many motivational posts.
Yeah, she's onto the memes like 5 years later.
And she's genuinely so pretty still.
Oh, she
and, like,
is
amazing
stunning.
Hair.
She's stunning. And she has like this really cute family and like is very, I hate saying this, but like real on Instagram. Like she's just a person.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. There. She's a stale person.
She is. She's a stale celebrity.
Stale,
I love her.
And we love her.
What was the other thing? Ivan Milat.
We're going to talk about Ivan Milat.
Well, we're really hoping for a deathbed confession.
Yes.
As is everyone. Don't think we're going to get it.
No.
Because he's that much of a dick.
Didn't they go on, they're questioning him
yeah,
again?
Yeah, he's having one last meeting with the police before he dies. And
they're hoping for a Ted Bundy, like, okay, here I go.
Like,
the bodies are here.
We've said it so many times. You're a massive fuckwit dickhead because you killed people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing will change that. But it's an extra kind of evil.
Mm. It's a new level.
To refuse to give closure to these families whose children and partners and so on you took away.
It's so...
I hate it.
I hate it so much. And like imagine being... We just can't imagine it because we'd never kill anyone.
I literally would never kill anyone. Even when I say all the time that I'm going to kill someone.
Yeah. Like, let alone seven people. Let alone probably more that they think he's done. Let alone go to jail for it. Keep saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. I want a PlayStation. I'm not going to eat.
Here's my finger.
And his whole family like, this is wrong. Apart from his grandson, who is the MVP.
MVP of New South Wales right now.
He might be Probo. I don't know.
Look, he could be Probo, but you know what?
He's
you get
MVP
to be the MVP
just
for today,
that sentence.
Just for saying that you don't fucking give a shit.
I couldn't give the slightest fuck about that cunt.
Beautiful.
Whether he lives or dies.
Just
and then that was the shot, and then the chaser was better off dead, save the taxpayers some dinero.
Oh my God, yes. It was so like 1995
like Offspring
low level Italian mafia in a
so
restaurant.
Good.
In the suburbs.
I was obsessed with it. I don't know where he said that. The Telegraph quoted
it.
Was it.
Something, yeah.
But I feel like it might have been from Facebook, like they follow him or something.
Mm.
I'm not sure, but gold.
Just gold.
And we all feel the same. We couldn't give
I
the slightest fuck.
I think everyone is just like, I mean, look, I don't know. I don't like to wish like evils upon people because it kind of feels like it's all the same shit. Like I don't want him to have a nice life. Because
no.
he doesn't deserve it, you can fucking rot in jail.
You couldn't give the slightest
but
fuck.
But I don't think, well, yeah, like I don't want him to like have this horrible, long, suffering death, and that's controversial, but I just don't think that I like to wish ill on people regardless. Mm-hmm. But I don't give the slightest fuck about him.
Yes.
And if
that's
he dies,
why I think it was a good sentiment.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I don't care.
Yes. I agree.
And also calling him a cunt was a definite
yes.
vibe.
And it's, I think, coming from someone in the family, even if he is Probo, we don't know.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's that whole thing where people connected to the person are always like, oh, like, no.
Oh, so many of them like, are like, support him.
I know. And it's like, no, you don't get to have anything go well for you necessarily, if that makes sense. It's like, I can't explain what it is. I just wouldn't be like, oh, you kill people, I'm going to go stab tiny knives all over your body and make you suffer in this extensively long, painful death.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, it infuriates me when people do horrible shit and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the justice needs to be served, but the justice to me is an eye for an eye. It's
jail.
It's lose the option of a future in the sense of like, you know, like in the sense of like, you know, you live your life. Like, okay, Mr. Krull hasn't been caught, has been allowed to just live a normal life.
Yeah.
But if you get caught, there's the shame of the fact that you got caught.
Like the Golden State Killer.
That everyone knows what you did.
Even though it was 1,000 years old. Exactly. It's still exactly. like, we all know you have a tiny penis and you got caught. You didn't get away with it.
Yeah.
Off you go to jail. Even if it's for 2 minutes.
Doesn't matter because now your whole life is tainted caught. By that.
Yeah.
You don't get to leave this planet with a nice glowing review yeah. from everyone. You get to leave it with everyone knowing that you raped and murdered all these people.
I hate people getting away. I just listened to Crime Junkies episode on the Austin Yogurt Shop murders, oh, yeah. which My Favorite Murder did too. I think they did it at a live show in Austin or maybe somewhere else in Texas. I'm not sure. But it's just awful. It's horrific.
The crime, I don't know the case.
The crime itself is really awful. I'd recommend listening to a full podcast, but too long didn't read. Two girls work in an ice cream shop. No, yogurt shop. And I think I worked in an ice cream shop and I think it chills me because that was kind of my life. Mm. Like I'd be alone in that shop yeah. all day. I wouldn't work the nights. We usually had a boy working the nights, yeah. but these two girls were closing up and then one of the little sisters and her friend came to like help them or keep them company and they're all going to leave from there. But then there were kind of these two guys hanging around. A few late night customers saw these two blokes just sitting there and they were a bit like, but they didn't say anything, didn't yeah. do anything. Then like an hour later, there was a fire at the yogurt shop and the fire department came and burst in, treating it like a fire, and then saw like four bodies piled up and they'd been shot. These four girls. They were like, two were 17, one was 15, one was 13, oh, I think. God. Just little babies. And like basically the police like coerced some confession, blah, blah, blah. But no one's ever been caught, like proven to be involved. Yes. No one's in jail for that. It happened like 30 years ago. Mm. And it's just like they've been walking around for 30 years and they've ruined like three families.
Mm.
There were sisters, you know, and like countless lives have been altered and they just get to walk around.
Yes.
It just made me really sad.
And that's the thing as well with murder is that it's not just the people who lose their lives. It's their families, oh, yeah. their friends, yep. like all of these people that then have to live on
yep.
with the memory of this, yep. with the unknown, with the lack of closure they have to yep. work through. The
lack of justice.
You know, everything, all of that. It's, you know, I think that that's what's really fucked up.
Mm. You don't just kill. Your victim isn't the only victim.
Mm.
And it's really awful. And that's why I
but
hate.
But they wouldn't give a shit. That's
they
the
don't
thing.
Care.
They would
and
love
that. And
that's
why I hate that there probably is a bunch of cases Malak could clear up.
Yeah.
And say, yep, there's more people here and he won't.
No.
I mean, he hasn't even admitted to the ones that he's been linked to by fucking physical evidence. So he's not going to clear up a bunch if they haven't figured it out by now.
Exactly.
And it's just infuriating. I feel for those families that have that thought that he might have something to do with it.
And likely
and
won't know.
Find out. It'll go to the grave with him, to hell with him, like the Daily Mail said.
Yeah. The only Daily Mail headline that I have enjoyed in life. But anyway, yeah.
That was a bleak ending.
It was.
Should we talk about something fun?
I will tell everyone that you're wearing a great outfit.
Oh.
I like that skirt. It's a old Spell skirt.
Yeah.
She loves Spell. And then she wears it with this little cropped long sleeve black top. And it's a very cute little combo.
And some black
with some
boots.
Black boots.
And a bun.
And a little top knot.
Because I haven't done my wash my hair.
I always know when you've been to
and
boot
Mel's
camp.
And Mel's wearing flares.
It's very standard, boring outfit for me.
I would say mid denim, like a blue.
Oh, really? I would say they were dark denim, but okay.
But mid-denim. Dark denim's almost, you know, navy.
That's true. Sort of blue wash.
It's very like a 70s blue, I'd call it.
Thanks.
And then
you
some R.M. Williams.
To me. Yes, these are my R.M. Williams for last year. And my mum was like, Mum does this thing where anything we have that is like, you know, a label where someone at work has told her something to do with it.
Yes.
So she now knows what that label is. Mm-hmm. And then she thinks she needs it. So like Kate had these Adidas slides. Can you imagine my mum in Adidas slides?
No, I absolutely can't.
And Kate had them because she dresses, like we've said, like she lives in Berlin. And
Kate didn't think our last podcast was funny.
Oh, my God.
So we're a bit off her.
I actually want to murder my sister because she is the least supportive person in my life about the podcast. She's literally just doesn't give a shit. And I remember she was overseas when we started it. And I was
Kate, that's right.
We just started doing Aussie mysteries like the Lithgow Panther, like cool shit. And she listened to like two. Like you're literally traveling on trains overnight.
Yeah.
and you can't listen to your sister's podcast, yeah, fuck you.
My brother recommends it to everybody at work. See, he doesn't listen to it himself. She has
people at her work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, cool, because yeah, it's fucking good.
That's what my brother does too. He said someone came running over to him and like made a joke about injecting bongs. And he was like, what? And they're like, it's from your sister's podcast. Like her and the other girl like, injecting bongs. He's like, yeah, sorry, I don't listen to it. I just pass it on.
Fucking fuck siblings.
The two of them.
Both of them.
Go to Germany and wear your shit out at us.
Yeah, go to Berghain. Go to Berghain.
Berghain.
Dance in like a leather pair of shorts and your stupid fucking Adidas slides. Anyway, going back to my mum. So mum bought Adidas slides and naturally they didn't go with anything in her wardrobe because why would they? Like, no.
Does she scuff around the house in them?
Well, she was like, these would be so good for when I go and water the lawn. And I was like, why are you buying $40?
Yeah, $2 thongs.
What the fuck? Or go barefoot. Is that logic? And then she didn't even like them for that.
And then, they're not right for my hosing needs.
And then she, yeah, so the new thing is the R.M. Williams boots. I know she's going to try and get some because she was like, are they your R.M. Williams boots? And I was like, yes, why are you asking? And she was like, oh. And like, I can't stress to you enough, mum wears, like R.M. Williams are pretty universal. Like
you can wear them. Yeah, old people wear them.
Well, you can wear them kind of with just any style. Like you've got a lot of styles that you can wear them with.
Yeah.
But
my brother even wears those.
Yeah, not my mum. Because mum wears like slightly cropped straight leg jean.
No, that.
She wears like a sneaker, like wears like a cardigan with like a loose flowy top underneath. It's very like
classic offspring
vibes.
Mum style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a statement necklace. It's not going to
work. Like she doesn't wear like a t-shirt and a belt and jeans or like. No. She doesn't wear enough of a relaxed outfit to suit them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to disappoint her by telling her not to get them, but don't buy $500 boots. Money.
I've bought them twice and I never fucking wear them.
Really?
I still don't wear them. They hurt my feet.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous. Send them back.
And I've worn them.
Oh, my God. We can end on this note. This is too depressing for me.
They're rotting it's away.
Like $1,000 worth of boots.
No, I sold one pair to Courtney, our colleague, because they were too narrow. So then I got the size up, but they still are uncomfortable to me. Oh, my God.
On that note,
and my poor bank account that just keeps getting murdered.
Pray for Josie's bank account.
By R.M. Williams. See ya.
See ya.